Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco here at State College. Badgers lead 1-0 on a Corson Kuhlman's first period power play goal. And now the puck deflects out of play after a faceoff.
Give some credit to Paul Velukas here, who came down and wiped up the soda that dropped off the balcony above.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I'm guessing, not intentional. You can't even see it. He went up there. It may have just come off of somebody's foot, or though there is a glass, looks like there's a glass partition that comes around there. So
yeah,
it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they didn't like my Batman tweet. Maybe they're Marvel fans, you know? They don't like DC Comics. I don't know.
Maybe the Joker.
Could be the Joker. Yeah. And we were talking about Jekyll and Hyde before. We could have referred to the Badgers as Two-Face. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Darwin from one of the attendants here at State College, kind enough to get me some paper towels, so I'm doing some cleaning while I call play-by-play. Badgers lead 1-0. Puck in the Wisconsin zone. DeNaples goes D to D. Here's Berger. Low shot. Block. Picked up by Wisconsin. Stramel looking for an outlet. Takes the ice. Patient with a puck. Ahead to Erdahl now. And he'll dump it in deep. Badgers need a change. DeSaint foul in on the forecheck. But Penn State able to relieve pressure. They'll throw it out to center ice. And quickly after it, Lemaster. Bothered a bit by Cervagno. Good stick by Lotch to keep it away from Cervagno, who may have had an angle to the net had he picked it up. Shea Donovan applying some pressure physically out near center. And now back into the Penn State zone it goes. 14:25 to go in the second period. 1-0 Badgers. Paquette at center. From behind, Malmquist trying to catch him. Left wing shot. Whistling wide was the defenseman Berger, and off the corner wall and all the way back out to neutral. Sarlo now at the red line. He just iced it, but they wave it off, even though it wasn't touched. The linesman apparently thought it was. Chad Roethlisberger. Puck rolls towards the left wing of the Penn State zone. Lampa's got it. Up the middle to Simon Mack. Tape to tape to Kerwin. Right wing Dowd across the line. Three Badgers back. Dowd shoots one in and out of the glove of McClellan. Follow-up shot. McClellan with a stop. He tries to cover and does. Gets the whistle. 13:46 to go here in the second. Badgers lead here 1-0. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
Another example of differences last night. Penn State made a pass up through the Badger defense up and became a 3-on-2. This time, a similar pass, but Badgers hustled back and broke up the play and made it a 3-on-3 and much better defense.
Going to call play-by-play there, Paul. Here are the Badgers coming out of their own zone. Jack Horbach. Sorry about that. Battling right in front of the Penn State bench. Horbach, Calder, Janiev's pass to the slot, intercepted by Lindmark. Oh, and Lindmark works away from pressure. Fires a pass ahead to Bantle. An aerial feed about waist high that Carson tried to knock down unsuccessfully. And Wisconsin just iced it. 13:17 left here in the second period of play, and Badgers with a 1-0 lead. Kyle McClellan has stopped all 22 Penn State bids, and Corson Kuhlemans with a power play goal at 12:33 of the first.
Wisconsin just, again, the last time I'm going to say it, but it, so far, it looks like a different team tonight.
It's the last time you're going to say it?
I think so.
Unless I provoke you?
I'm refuse to say it if you do, if you provoke me.
Off the wall, look out. Kevin Wall worked to the slot, tried a toe drag and shot, but really didn't get much on it. The Badgers had a stick in the way when he finally elected to let it go. Now Wall low left, back behind the net. What's he going to do? Right in the slot, and a rocket by McKechnie missed. That may have been their best look of the night, and he missed the net by 3 feet.
A great job by Wall behind the net. Showed patience, backed up, eyed everything out. Then his teammate came through the slot, hit him, and again, he missed the net with the chance.
In transition, Penn State with a puck, but the Badgers back defensively. Pass towards the circle behind McMenamin and gathered in by Wisconsin's Gorniak. His pass to Kuhlemans, one-on-one with a backpedaling Dylan Grattan. He put it off his leg, and it wobbled towards the netminder, and Soulier paddled it to the near side, out to center, and now Penn State's got it again in its own zone. Fans here trying to get the Nittany Lions fired up. 12:18 to go here in the second. A 1-0 Wisconsin advantage. Twirling play by Grattan. Gains the line. Comes in on Kulemans and put one towards the crease. Penn State, neither of the players in the vicinity could reach the puck. And now it's off his stick and out of play with 12:07 to go in period number two. Badgers with a 1-0 lead. Our thanks to Culver's for being a sponsor of the Culver's Kit of the Game at Badger Men's Hockey Games this season. Each game, a lucky winner received 4 game tickets, a Culver's kit pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during an intermission. UWBadgers.com/Zamboni, all about that promotion, and it was kind of cool, the last home game of the year. Some custard from Culver's, free stuff, after the Badgers beat Michigan State 6-2.
Yeah, go back to that last play. Carson Kuhlman's kind of got beat by Grattan, but he got beat down low. I guess beat is not even the right word, but it delayed enough where Penn State goes hard to the net. They already had all their guys pass the net when the puck went across the slot, and nothing developed from it from Penn State.
Penn State just iced the puck and he'll drop it again to the left of Liam Soulier, who has faced 14 shots. He's allowed only 1 goal. Soulier has been so good against Wisconsin in his career, a .939 save percentage in 5 previous starts and a .181 goals against. But Corson Kulemans able to beat him after a fine pass play on the power play. DeSaint Fowl, then to Bantel, and then to Kulemans. Badgers get bunched up in their own zone in the far corner. Stramel peels back a little bit. But it's Lampa now for Penn State. Sarlo bumped off the puck by LeMaster out to the point. Long-range shot off the mark. DeNaples holds and sends it right corner to left. Lampa will run it down. The left-handed centerman from Rochester, Minnesota, cycles with Kerwin, but the Badgers slow that. Lotch leans in on Kerwin. Paquette in the corner too. Stramel looking for the puck to pop free, and it slides to LeMaster behind the net, and he'll pitchfork it out to center ice. Loose at the red line, gathered by Cervagno, and he threw it to open ice and right where Luke LeMaster was headed. And now Daniel Lotch up to center. Intercepted by Shade, battling back. Stramel to jam it free. Erdahl hands back to LeMaster, and he'll lob it ahead. Knocked down by Shade at the Penn State blue line. To center ice and Grattan. Penn State wearing white gloves. Grattan hard to the net. Big lefty. Stops at the half wall with Mersch right on him. Good, strong defensive play by Dominic Mersch, who then got popped by Grattan. And Wisconsin heads the other way. Robbie Newton trying to cut in. Little short side shot with a backhand by Newton. Stopped by Soulier. He almost snuck that in.
Just a power move by Newton coming around the wing. Don't see too many dangerous backhands like that, but may have just been outside the post.
Robbie Newton is built like 3 fire hydrants. Puck slides through the slot of the Wisconsin zone right to McClellan. He covers, and a faceoff to come with 10:08 to go in the second. Badgers lead here 1-0. 23 saved now for Kyle McClellan. His last road start was at Minnesota. Back in December, Kyle gave up 5 goals on 12 shots in 23 minutes and got pulled in a 6-4 loss. But things went haywire after the Badgers had built a 2-0 lead when a headbutting penalty was called on Charlie Stramel that should not have been called. And now a long-range shot by the defenseman Mack into the glove of McClellan, and he hangs on. Yeah, things just kind of fell apart after that. That's a long time ago. But again, McClellan, his last start against Michigan State did not go well, but he's beaten Minnesota this season. He also played well in relief in Ann Arbor against Michigan last month, and that could be where Wisconsin's headed next weekend for the first round of the playoffs. Off the faceoff, Crespo set up by Calder, and his shot from out high. And now it bounces out near the Penn State blue line. Chopped at, kept alive by Calder. Right wing pass from Shaniev, and then taken away by Ben Dexheimer. Nice play by the freshman defenseman who gets help from Bantel to get it out to neutral ice. Halfway through here in State College, it's a 1-0 Wisconsin lead, and we're inside a media break, so we'll get one here shortly. Lindmark back in his own zone. Now Vorlicki with it. He'll fire it ahead behind Horbach, and no icing. Oh, they do call icing. And so we will keep it right here for the time being. Faceoff down to the Wisconsin zone, I believe. Where is it going to be? To the right of Kyle McClellan.
In the last, I don't know, two, 3 minutes here, probably after we talked about not saying something again, Badgers have struggled to get their puck out a couple times along the blue line. There is an icing call. The icing's fine. It'll take a whistle and reset here.
Face off. Puck was dropped, but the linesman then blew his whistle quickly, and I'm not sure if the delay is on Lindmark or Connor McKechern. He'll drop it again to the right of McClellan. And it goes to the wall, out to the point, settled down by Berger. He finds Naples' right point, bounces it off the end boards, gathered in by McKechern, fires a pass for McMenamin, right circle, but didn't connect. He was wide open. You know, last night, Wisconsin did not click. Penn State was really good. Today, it's been a different story on both sides, really. Badgers have played well and making it much more difficult on the Nittany Lions. Badgers just had too many men on the ice, and they got away with it. Backside pass, wide open. McMenamin scores. They haven't been able to get up and go yet today, but that time they went from their own zone into the Wisconsin zone with speed, and Connor McMenamin from the right wing beats Kyle McClellan. We're tied at one. And now the referee's going to address the crowd here, and I'm not certain why. Badgers had too many men on the ice. Wisconsin's going to challenge. Brian Aaron, the referee, wants to talk. Wait a minute.
Wisconsin got called for too many men also.
I didn't see a referee with a hand up.
That was interesting. So Wisconsin made a change. I think it was Corson Kuhlman's came on the ice. A couple of Badgers were out there. Kuhlman didn't really join the play. It actually was part of the reason why Penn State ended up with the rush they had, because Wisconsin was hesitating to get their players back in the play. But a delayed penalty for too many men. Penn State's bench went crazy when it happened, but then they went crazy when they scored after. So a really tough segment there for Wisconsin.
So Connor McMenamin with his eighth goal of the year. It comes at 11:03 of the second period. Plus, Wisconsin gets a two-minute minor for too many men, served by Liam Malmquist at 11:03. So adding injury to insult, Penn State gets a power play after pulling even. Second power play of the game for the Nittany Lions.
These are one of those moments, test your mental toughness.
Yep. Wisconsin did the job on the PK earlier tonight. Here's Berger, Wall, they're running a weave out high, Wall to McKechern straight away. Right wing now Berger, they'll change places again, a long range shot too high. Wall will cycle it back to the left point and Berger, right wing now McKechern. 1:22 to go on the power play, long range shot again wide off the stick of Berger behind the net. Lodge trying to get there, nice job, muscled it around the corner wall, and then Horbach able to heave it down. And then he just slashed Christian Berger right in between the legs as he went to the Badger bench, goodness. Out to center, bad pass by Penn State, whacked by Kuhlman. Stang picks it up, throws it to space, Mersch goes to get it. Dominic, whoa, fire one right wing, stopped by Sulieri, juggled it a bit, goes to the corner, and then thrown back by Geneev in front of his own net, and Sulieri had to paddle it off for Linden. Here comes Penn State, though, in transition on the power play, 45 seconds left, and the too many men on the ice penalty against Wisconsin. Forlicky now in front of his own net. He tried to clear up the middle, and he got it knocked down, but the Badgers able to get it back and clear. Ooh.
A little good bounce for Wisconsin, although Penn State was covering the up the walls and looking for a clear there. So Badgers had a little extra time when it bounced off their own man.
Lind into the slot, Calder couldn't catch it. Long-range shot by Dowd off the mark. Went straight up in the air over the glass. Not over the glass, but over the crossbar. Centering pass now from Grattan. From Linden, he couldn't finish. To her Linden, now to Calder. Back to the right corner. 5 seconds left of the power play. Linden turns back to his right behind the net. LeMaster trying to outmuscle him there. Out to the point, though, Jania. Badgers back at full strength. Penn State in the offensive zone, though, as the power play's expired. Again, good physical play by LeMaster, far corner. Horbach doing the same. Dragged down by Ashton. Calder, no penalty. The Badgers' Lindmark picked it up. 2-on-2 to our left. Malmquist protects the puck. From Crespo, walks in low left, centering backdoor pass. The Badgers, Korniak was going to the net, intercepted by Lampa. Here comes Penn State the other way. Shade now with it, stops outside the right circle. Block shot, fed in front by Lampa, right through the high crease. And back out to neutral ice, and then deflected into the crowd. 6:15 left here in the second period of play. Wisconsin 1, 10th-ranked Penn State 1. We'll take a break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big? Win big. Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Wisconsin 1, Penn State 1. Power play goal for the Badgers in the first, an even strength goal for Penn State here in the second.
And a really important penalty kill by Wisconsin after that.
Correct. Jack Gorniak will dump it in on goal. Soulier stops it. Gorniak followed up. Soulier covered, and then Jack may have gotten a stick in there. Christian Berger didn't like it, and those two are going at it. Line's been getting in there. The students right by the glass, pounding on the other side. Giving it to the Badgers a little bit. And they're going to take Berger and Gorniak, so we'll skate 4-on-4 for the next couple of minutes.
Right, Gorniak came in late with a stick just to try to get a loose puck from Soulier. Berger took exception, and the refs took them both, which seems relatively fair and a way to keep the game under control.
13:50, the time of the coincidental minors. Jack Gorniak in his 162nd game out of West Salem. Christian Berger playing his 94th, a junior from St. Louis, both in the box right now. Wisconsin's got Stramel, Bantle, Kulemans, and Jugnoth. Bantle with the puck in the offensive zone, half boards left. Bumps it out to Jugnoth. Couldn't handle the pass, but it ricocheted nicely to Stramel, to Kulemans. Backhand pass to Stramel, left wing. Cross ice, puck off the wall to Kulemans. Corson puts it in front. Stramel reaching for it, sticked it to the corner. Chases it down there, but then Penn State able to play it back behind the nets, and that's where Simon Mack gathers it in for the Nittany Lions. Bumped it ahead, trying to spring Calder, and he tries to re-feed Mack, who scored last night. He swung and missed. I think Kulemans may have gotten back to lift a stick.
Yeah, pretty fluid with the four men on the ice there for Wisconsin, and Corson Kulemans turned the jets on at the last second when he realized what was developing and got in the way.
Here's Dowd, head and shoulder fake, trying to set up Linden. It didn't get to him. Long range shot by Shade, stick saved by McClellan. Ryan Kerwin with it, now moves it along to Calder, out to the point, Shade, right side. It's Jimmy Dowd Jr. Dowd defended by Stramel, takes it to the corner. Now Shade trying to cycle back with Dowd. Came free to Kulemans, who calmly finds Jugnoth. Angles a pass for a breakaway for DeSaint Fowle. Right down the middle. Backhand. Oh, and a blocker saved by Soulier. Oh, great stretch pass. And DeSaint Fowle with a move, but Soulier with a big stop.
Yeah, great play all around with Tyson Jugnauth putting the puck up.
Oh, no, another pass. Here's a chance. Caulfield, little backhand chip shot, and Soulier stopped that one too. Borlicki, left point, protects the puck. Kerwin pressuring. Borlicki, left dot, backside pass. Intended for Dexheimer. Good stick by Janiev, and out of play it goes.
Finally, the ice has opened up a little bit here for Wisconsin. Penn State getting a little more aggressive there. Earlier, it was starting to look a little bit like Wisconsin having trouble getting out of their zone, but right before Penn State scored and got the penalty kill here and opened up the ice. Matthew DeSaint-Fal went up like a streaking wide receiver, took a pass, used his hands well, tried to get Soulier to make the move. Looked like he might have had him, got to the backhand, but Soulier stayed with it and got it with the blocker.
Faceoff to the right of Soulier, battling for it, Stang and Erdahl. Eventually, Kevin Walls got it for Penn State. Sauce pass across, knocked down by Erdahl to the stick of Borlicki. The coincidental minors to Wisconsin's Gorniak and to Penn State's Berger have expired. We're back at full strength with 4:08 to go here in period number two. Out of the box, Gorniak puck hits him as Penn State tried to clear. Jack now will dump it in. Berger first to it. Erdahl in on the forecheck. Fell down and poked the puck free. It slides to the far side. Now Stang gives chase on Dylan Gratton. Good work by Erdahl to spring the puck. Dexheimer then ran into traffic and gave it away. Look out, two on one, potentially the other way. McEachern left wing, shoots one, hit the bar. Oh, he hit the near side post. Wall was coming down the middle. McEachern elected to shoot and rung iron. Gorniak, bad pass in the offensive zone at center, but mishandled by McMenamin and whacked back into the Penn State zone by LeMaster. And now Penn State again in transition. McMenamin turns right wing Wall to the goal line. He whips it around and too far for the defenseman DeNaples to hold. He's got to hustle back to center ice. 3:15 to go in the second. Badgers 1, Nittany Lions 1. Penn State a 6-1 shellacking last night. Penn State was very, very good in Wisconsin. Did not match the intensity, the energy, the play, and Paul and I had talked about it. Tony Granato, the players, too. They wanted a little redemption. Come out and play hard. Play the way you're capable of playing. And that's what Wisconsin's been doing here. Here comes Paquette now. Rushes into the offensive zone. Forced behind the net by LeMaster. Lotch takes a tumble. Back up on his skates. Puck still loose to the left of McClellan. Now to the far side. It's Paquette out to the point to Naples. That came across the line as he shot it. And yes, whistle stops play. That's offside on Penn State. And then a shot after the whistle. And that was stopped by McClellan. And Horbach took exception to it. And he went up high with a cross check. And there's no need for it. Now, there's a cardinal rule. You don't shoot the puck after a whistle is blown. That's what Penn State did. And Horbach took exception to it. But there are other ways to do it than to smoke somebody in the head.
Yeah, that's not a smart play. I think they're going to probably give Penn State a penalty on that. But the problem is, where Horbach hit, they could take a look at this.
They could make it a 5-minute major. Brian Aaron telling both captains, Paul DeNaples and Dominic Mersch, we're going to take a look at video replay. And that might cost the Badgers 3 minutes of penalty kill time. Aaron's going to sit down or walk in, I should say, with Brett DeRozier to take a look. And we'll see if we can get a video replay, too. Jack Horbach, love his grit, his tenacity. You know, and he'll stir it up a little bit, but the young man's going to have to learn to control himself. There are times when it's appropriate and other times when it's not. And the initial replay showed Horbach going at, I think it was Christian Berger, or was it, no, it was Kevin Wall. And he got up high with his stick. And again, this all transpired after Penn State was ruled offside. The whistle blew, and then they still shot the puck at Badgers goaltender Kyle McClellan.
I think maybe it was Grattan on that play.
Yeah, it was Tyler Grattan, yeah. And then now we're getting a look. And Horbach's hands got up near the chin, but Grattan equally got up near the face of Jack Horbach, too. And we'll see what the referees determine here as they continue to look at video replay. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you all season long by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And again, we're looking at what they're showing on the Drumbotron here at Pagula Ice Arena so the fans can plainly see what we saw, and now we'll see. I think it's going to be 4-on-4. 2-minute minor for shooting the puck after the whistle on Grattan, but a 5-minute major on Jack Horbach for cross-checking. It's going to be 4-on-4 for 2 minutes, and then Penn State will close this second period on an extended power play.
Just silly. Unnecessary. You can defend your goaltender, but just keep your hands down a little bit. There is a... Grattan got his hands up, but it's self-defense, and it looked like it hit him in the chin or below. Got up in Horbach's face, but it's probably not going to get that call.
Again, both penalties at 17-23, but Grattan a 2-minute minor, Horbach a 5-minute major.
Be interesting to see if Tony Gradel is calling the official over and wondering if he's going to have them take a look at the response and the shot to Jack Horbach on the defense to the head.
I would think that they've already done that. Yeah, Brett DeRozier was over to talk to Tony Granato, and now what are we going to have? So they have challenged. So Zach Adamo, along with Shane Connolly, the director of hockey ops, and Zach is the video coordinator, plus Paul Valukas, the strength and conditioning coach above us, radioing down to Andy Brandt, assistant coach to the right of Tony Granato on the Badgers bench, saying, hey, you can take a look at Grattan getting up high too. And now they're going to take another look at it. So I guess the point for me is, if you've already looked at the play once, why don't you just call it the way you saw it? Video replay. How are they going to be? How are their minds going to be changed now?
Well, my guess is they weren't even looking at the hands of Grattan when going into Horbach. They were concentrating on Horbach hitting Grattan. And personally, I'll be surprised if they give him 5 minutes. It looked like he went up high under the chin, top of the pads of Horbach. And it kind of follows through up, but under the chin more than anything else. We'll see.
Update from Mariucci Arena. 5-minute major for head contact on Matthew Nyes, and Ohio State has scored a couple of goals since that 5-minute major, one with 3 seconds left in the first and another a minute into the second. Wisconsin loses its timeout for challenging the head contact. And a 1-1 game with 2:37 left in the second period. So the Badgers' timeout has been taken. And now the referees are the only ones that can determine if a call needs to be reviewed or overturned.
Well, so you can still challenge. You just get a penalty.
You're
going to
lose
the penalty.
That's true, too. We saw that with Mark Johnson last weekend with Wisconsin women's hockey against Ohio State. The Badgers... Decent foul, all tied up deep in the Penn State zone by McKechnie. We're skating 4-on-4 here for the next couple of minutes. It looked like they were offside across the line. Shot bobbled by McClellan. He made the save. It was loose right in front of him. The Badgers pick it up and take it out to center. Decent fouls out there with Caulfield, Kuhlemans, and Jugnauth. McMenamin, McKechnie, Mack, and Shade for Penn State. Here's McKechnie across the line, forced to the wall. Tough angled shot, missed the net. Ricocheted all the way out to the right point. Mack holds for Penn State. McKechnie works to the slot. Sauces across now as Walls replaced McMenamin. Centering pass to DeNaples, who stuck behind the Badgers' defense. Didn't connect, and it's off the boards and out to center. Minute 40 left in the second, a 1-1 game. Here comes Christian Berger across the line. Kuhlemans on him. Slides it to Wall. Skates it behind the net. What's he going to do? A little backhand pass intended for the cutting. Kerwin didn't connect. Badgers have it. Kuhlemans with a potential breakaway. Puts the puck in front of him. Shoots up high and missed with Wall in pursuit. And then batted to DeNaples. Both Bantle and Kuhlemans too deep. 4-on-2. Penn State to our right. Look out. Berger shoots one right into the chest of McClellan. And he hangs on for a faceoff. Back and forth. That was fun.
A little bit of 3-on-3, or 4-on-4. Of course, in Kuhlemans, he was way above the blue line. The puck came out, turned around, and he skated all alone on the goaltender, got a shot up high, and then back the other way. Fortunately for Wisconsin, the 4-on-2, Kyle McClellan took the shot in the chest, held on to it, and got the Badgers here to reset the action.
Minute 15 to go here in the second. 1-1 game, 4-on-4 for another 35 seconds or so. Korniak's out there now with Stramel, Dexheimer, and Vorlicki. Jack picks up the puck, carries out, skates by one Nittany Lion, dumps it in, goes by another, and will pursue the third. Now Dylan Gratton pokes the puck free. Korniak tied up, can't get his stick down below the goal line. 54 seconds to go in the period. Puck at center and Penn State with possession. Here comes Dowd, right-handed defenseman, through the slot to the right circle. Patient to the corner, whips it around now in Tuur Linden. Mishandles there. Vorlicki meets him with a shoulder, tries to jam it free, and does for Stramel. And Charlie Stramel, the freshman, up through the middle. Out of the box comes Gratton, so an extended three-minute power play for Penn State. 29 seconds to go in the period. It's a 1-1 game. Calder at center, pass redirected by Crispo. Tyler Gratton there, and they tried to backhand it blindly to, I think, a defenseman. There was no one there for Penn State. Mersch in on the forecheck, shorthanded, able to work the puck free of the Badgers. Lindmark now skates it back into his own zone, then turns around and flings it off the boards the length of the ice, and that should do it for the second period of play. Penn State's Shade, long lead feed, but the horn will sound, and that's it. Badgers led 1-0 after one on Corson Kuhlman's power play goal. Penn State has tied it. Connor McMenamin scores his eighth of the year at 11:03 from Kevin Wall and from Christian Berger. So after two, it's Wisconsin 1 and Penn State 1. We'll return in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left-hand save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Second intermission, Wisconsin and Penn State tied at one. Corson Kuhlman's a power play goal in the first period for Wisconsin. From Carson Bantle and Matthew D. St. Foul, Kuhlman's eighth goal of the year, and it was just the eighth time this season the Badgers had the lead after one period of play. Then Penn State tied it. Even strength goal from Connor McMenamin, his eighth of the year, at 11:30 of the second period from Kevin Wall and Christian Berger. Penn State only 8 shots on goal in that period, Paul, compared to Wisconsin's 6. A little bit less frenetic pace. I know Penn State loves to play that way, but yeah, I don't know if you can ask any more defensively of how the Badgers are playing, plus the goaltending of Kyle McClellan.
Yes. It got a little wild there after when right around the time Penn State scored. Penn State started turning the game a little bit to me. It made it a little bit harder for the Badgers to get out of their own zone, but they've held a little bit better than last night when they've struggled through that, some adversity. And then obviously some adversity here that'll start the third period with a penalty kill for a major penalty for 2:20 left, 2:23 left, actually. So Badgers can survive through that. They're in a close game here in the third period. There's a couple of chances. You look back, Matthew Dean St. Foul had a breakaway.
Yes.
Corson Kuhlman's had a breakaway. A couple of great opportunities for Wisconsin to put a little distance or grab the lead back. Unfortunately, neither one was successful.
Badgers and Penn State tied at 1. 20 minutes of regulation left in the regular season. We'll check the Big Ten scoreboard and tell you how the Wisconsin women did when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy Paints at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin 1, Penn State 1. The third period's coming up here in a bit. Badgers will be shorthanded for the first 2:23. Speaking of shorthanded, Minnesota took a pair of five-minute major penalties late in the first period of their home game against Ohio State. And the Buckeyes, Cole McCord and Mason Lori both scored on that 5-on-3 power play. OSU was up 2-0, but then Minnesota scored two goals within 13 seconds of the second period. So it's Minnesota 2 and Ohio State 2. If the Buckeyes lose to the Gophers today, Wisconsin will play at Michigan in the opening round of the Big Ten playoffs next weekend. Michigan hosts Notre Dame tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time. And the Wisconsin women's hockey team is headed to the WCHA final faceoff in Minneapolis after sweeping Minnesota State at LeBron Arena. Badgers 4-1 winners over the Mavericks here tonight. Third period's coming up. Wisconsin 1, Penn State 1 from the American Family Insurance Broadcast Booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Monday morning and continues until 3 p.m. Monday. 10 above tonight under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 33 tomorrow, freezing rain likely tomorrow night, 24 cloudy. About an inch of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Hosick and Paul Capobianco here at Pagula Ice Arena in State College. This weekend series brought to you by AirQuest Heating and Cooling. Surround yourself with advanced, long-lasting comfort. Badgers 1, Nittany Lions 1, but Penn State will start this second period on a power play for 2 minutes and 23 seconds because of Jack Horbach's major penalty near the end of the second period. Wisconsin so far 2-for-2 on the PK, but this will be a challenge against a Penn State team that has struggled scoring on the man advantage, less than 16% this season, but they gain the offensive zone and set things up. Slot shot, and Calder, I think, hit the crossbar over the blocker side of Kyle McClellan. I think Kyle may have gotten a piece of it first.
Yeah, it softly bounced off the post, but the ref waved his arms like it was a Shot off the crossbar.
Janiev centering pass off a stick, diving for it. Caulfield can't reach it. Calder now cycles back left wing wall. Janiev. Minute 45 left on the Penn State power play. Janiev, top of the left circle, shot one low. Save made by McClellan. Trying to locate Calder, got there and pitched it up over the top of the cage. Penn State able to gather it back in. Janiev walks the wall. Left wing hands it off to Tyler Grattan. Big left-hander now to Janiev, looking across the ice. Calder gets position slot, so does Grattan, and he swung and missed at the centering pass by Janiev. And LeMaster able to set himself and bank it off the glass and all the way down. Badgers still have a minute 15 to kill off on Jack Horbach's major penalty. 1-1 game early third period.
I think Owen Lindmark playing the point man, got a stick down and knocked the Penn State player's stick to try to shoot the puck in the slot, and eventually the Badgers got the puck out.
Kevin Wall ran into traffic, and then the puck came free to Kuhlemans. Couldn't clear. Now he'll try a second time and gets the job done. 50 seconds left on the major penalty to Horbach. A 1-1 game, 90 seconds into the third. McKechert to Paquette, dumps it into the corner. McMenamin after it. He's the lone goal scorer for the Nittany Lions. Down back to the right corner, Vorlicki cuts off McMenamin, can't get to the puck. Now with help from Kuhlemans, looking up, trying to find support. He's got Vorlicki right there, and now McMenamin's stick caught up in the sweater of Vorlicki. Mike thought he might retaliate on McMenamin's little slash to the chest, but he let him go, and the Badgers cleared it down. 15 seconds left, and the major penalty to Jack Horbach.
I think Vorlicki took the first blow on that one in the corner and knocked him down before the slash.
Luke LeMaster rims it around. The Badgers will get to it. It's Wisconsin's Malmquist, and Wisconsin will get the job done on the penalty kill. Still a 1-1 game, third period on the road. Badgers looking for their first Big Ten road win of the season and their first Big Ten regular season road win since October 29th of 2021. A 1-1 game as the Badgers exit their own zone. Malmquist backpedaling at center. Couldn't handle the outlet from Lotch, and it's poked right back down in by Penn State. But the Badgers with possession again. It's Lotch and LeMaster playing catch below the goal line. Daniel squares and fires ahead, hoping to hit Bantle, and icing waved off. Dylan Grattan back to get it with DeSaint foul right on him. But the Nittany Lions able to jam it out to center, and the Badgers retreat and pick it up. DeSaint foul wheels to his right, up the middle now. Kuhlemans steps to his right and dumps it in. Right corner behind the net, stopped by Soulier. Finds Dylan Grattan, the defenseman. Up ahead, Janiev caught the puck on his backhand without looking. Skates it into the attacking zone, lost it, but following was DeNaples, and he rocketed one wide. Penn State needs a change. Badgers have the puck. Here comes Charlie Stramel. Stramel off to his left. Badgers in the process of a change as well. Charlie put it in front of the net, cut off by Dylan Grattan. Far side now, it's Paquette takes a hit from Bantle, and the Badgers back with a puck. Vorlicki banks it off the near wall, intended for Stramel. Couldn't catch it, staying in on the forecheck. Charlie remains on the ice. Penn State's able to move it ahead to center. Here comes Cervagno, pass behind Grattan off his skate, forcing Paquette to touch back up. Penn State dumps in, and now Stramel tied up with Berger near the Badgers bench. Now a Badger for Licky just wiped out Wisconsin goaltender Kyle McClellan, who's scrambling back to his skates. He's able to make a stop on a long-range shot by Mack after he regathered his stick. Oh, Mike just fell into his own goaltender, and both were on top of one another as Penn State was mulling around the offensive zone.
Yeah, Vorlicki got his skate caught on Tyler Grattan coming through around the net. Went down on the ice, took out the goaltender, and it was a mad scramble for Wisconsin. Unfortunate bad break, but fortunately didn't end up on the net.
Robbie Newton's out there now with Malmquist and Mersch. Penn State with the puck coming out of its own end. Berger taps ahead to Shade. Gets around Mersch. Now here's McMenamin backside right. McMenamin wide open. Tried to hit McKechern right wing. And good deflection by Wisconsin's Daniel Lotch. He was in position just to shoot it, but elected to try to make the extra pass. Now McMenamin trying to get position in front of the Wisconsin net, battling LeMaster. He's got the puck in the left corner. McMenamin tries to feed Wall, who was headed towards the cage, cut off by Malmquist, and he'll bump it back behind the Badgers' net.
Yeah, McMenamin on that play, you're right. I think the Badgers read the play, too. He was looking past the whole time and had a shot. Badgers took the pass away, and he never even looked at the net.
McMenamin scored earlier tonight. He scored last night, too, his first goal in nine games, so he went nine without a G, and now he's got one in each of the last two. Lindmark up to center, leaping for it. Bantle knocks it down, gathers it in, looking in front, intended for Horbach. His pass was deflected to the far side. Lindmark, though, tracks it down. Left point, shoots one, went off the stick of Bantle. High glass down to the ice, and Xander Lampa pokes it out to center. Now Sarlo flings it into the Wisconsin zone. Off the corner wall, McClellan stops it and then moves it for Jugnov, who just sniped his teammate Owen Lindmark from behind on a breakout pass. Penn State's Grattan then threw it off the stick of Lindmark and out of play. And an offensive zone faceoff coming up for Penn State here with 14:08 to go in the third. The Badgers have not played many close games this season. They're in one now. It's 1-1.
Yeah, Jugnauth behind the goal line. He had a teammate up the far blue line. I think he was trying to bank puck off the boards, but was focused too far down the ice and didn't see his teammate Owen Lindmark in the way.
Badgers Dexheimer, after a defensive zone faceoff win, heaved it up into the air, and it landed and slid right to the goaltender, Soulier, who just covered it up in a faceoff now in the Nittany Lions zone. 6 minutes gone by in the third. Badgers 1, Nittany Lions 1. Again, Penn State playing for home ice in the first round of the playoffs. If the Nittany Lions don't win here tonight, don't get a point tonight. Actually, if they don't win tonight or a single point, Michigan State could be the fourth seed. Notre Dame still got a chance, though, for home ice. Badgers won the offensive zone faceoff. Orlicky's shot from the left side was wide. Stramel now off the wall, tripped up a little bit. Berger took the puck, held in now by Ertl. Here's D. St. Thal walking, shooting, blocking. He scores! Oh, it went off one of the Penn State players. Soulier was on one knee. D. St. Thal from the right wing walked in and went short side, it appeared, Paul. It's 2-1 Wisconsin.
Yeah, Matthew D. St. Thal had a teammate across, so it made it a little bit more of a challenge for the goaltender to make sure he had the play. Kind of did a little toe drag.
Wow.
I think it was the Naples that went down to try to block the play. And D. St. Thal, we saw one earlier. I can't remember who it was for Wisconsin on the other end of the ice. Tried to do a toe drag and hit. It might have been last night, actually. And this one, Matthew D. St. Thal finds room and finds the short side. And Badgers go up 2-1 here.
Wow, D. St. Thal from Zach Ertl. Eighth of the year for D. St. Thal at 6:19. The Badgers with a 2-1 lead. Boy, he walked in. I thought it went off something. Didn't see it sneak over the shoulder of Soulier. And now we've got a penalty coming up on Wisconsin as Paquette got hammered back behind the Badgers' net. The trainer for Penn State, Patrick Sarney, is ready to come out and assist to Paquette. But Mike Forlicky took out Paquette and is headed to the box. And the Badgers are shorthanded once again. And I think Forlicky's done for the night. That's a five-minute major on Mike Forlicky and a game misconduct.
I disagree on that one. I need to take a look at that one.
Dominic Merce, the Badgers captain, over to talk to Brian Aaron right now. Tony Granato talking with Andy Brandt. Well, that's a big hit to the Badgers, who only have six defensemen in the lineup tonight, although Shea Donovan could see some time at D. Anthony Kerr unavailable tonight as he's healing from an upper body injury. And in fact, it looks like Donovan is off the bench and just trying to get his legs going a bit. He hasn't played since the opening period, if I'm not mistaken. But a five-minute major on Mike Forlicky, and I haven't seen a replay yet on the hit that Paquette took from Forlicky.
Trying to get a view. I saw it. It looked like just a pretty harmless push. And Paquette went pretty, he was probably just about inside the goal line. Just a little push by Mike Forlicky, and Paquette went in kind of funny.
6:35, the time of the penalty to Forlicky, a five-minute major. Penn State with its fourth power play of the night. Robbie Newton will serve Forlicky's penalty. Crespo off the draw, shot blocked by Lindmark. Lampa to the left corner. Got it to Sarlo, tied up by Lodge. Wisconsin's LeMaster trying to dig it free. And it came free to Lindmark, who's able to chip it over Crespo and back into the Penn State zone. They'll say head contact on Forlicky at 6:35, and Paul is bewildered.
It was definitely a penalty, and there was no head contact. It was a shove from behind by Mike Forlicky, so.
Now we've got a whistle and a stoppage in play, and Tony Granato is up on the bench now, down to the dasher, wanting offside or something. He's screaming at the referees right now.
My guess is he heard the head contact and is wondering, the refs must not have saw the play if they thought it was a head contact.
There was a hold on the right point near the Badgers bench by Penn State. And now DeRozier, the referee, is talking with the linesman. And what do we got going on here?
Just pulling the faceoff outside the zone.
All right. 4:31 left in the major to Vorlicki, who's been kicked out of the game. Badgers with a 2-1 lead on Matthew D. St. Fowl's goal at 13:41 from Zach Erdahl. D. St. Fowl with his eighth of the year. He's got an assist tonight as well, so 23 points for MDSP. But right now, the point of contention, this penalty kill. Penn State working it around the perimeter. Mersch just bowled over McEachern, who's getting jawed at by the Badgers. Good block by Stang, left wing shot Berger. Here's a chance by Wall. It got deflected, rolled to McMenamin, and then the Badgers' Stang picked it up and banked it off the glass and out.
Stang finding the puck. Badgers finding the puck around the net.
Here's Linden now charging in left side, slowed by LeMaster, cut off by Lindmark. He wins the battle on the wall and pitched it all the way down. 3:40 to go in the penalty, major penalty to Vorlicki. Questionable major penalty. Linden now up the middle, look out, Tyler Gratton's got a stab and he shoots one, blocker, save, rebound. Oh, McCullen reaches back, it's underneath him. Referee blows his whistle and now Wisconsin's Caulfield engaged with one of the Nittany Lions as the linesmen hustle in there. Oh, what a great save by McClellan on Tyler Gratton, who had a partial break. And then Kyle did all he could to keep that puck out of the net, flopping everywhere, left and right.
The Badgers, a huge break there. The official behind the goal, the puck was loose behind. Kyle McClellan had his head facing toward it, and the puck was underneath him, but loose on behind his back. Penn State pulled the puck out of that, but the whistle had blown, and Wisconsin gets a whistle there, fortunately for them.
11:53 to go in the third. Wisconsin leading Penn State 2-1, but trying to kill off a five-minute major penalty. Bouncing puck after the draw. McClellan kept it out of the net with a paddle of his stick. Geniev, though, left side, walks to the dot. Didn't get much on that shot. Tough angled shot from off the end boards, and McClellan dove out and stoned Tour Linden. Penn State maintains possession in the offensive end. Backpedaling Dowd. Right side Linden, top of the circle. Shot off McClellan. Rebound there. Hacked away by Lindmark, and he'll chase it down. He's one-on-one with Dowd. Now one-on-two. Weaving. Shooting one. Lindmark shorthanded. Glove by Soulier. Now Lindmark got tripped up, and he's stuck behind the play. Penn State in transition on a power play. Looking to pull even. Puck loose in the slot. Bounces around to the left. Now to the corner. Badgers dodge another bullet. Here comes Jack Horbach shorthanded with Dominic Mersch, 2-on-2. Horbach, toe pull, his shot off the stick of Dowd, and it sails into the net. 11:05 to go in the third. Badgers 2, Nittany Lions 1. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth in State College, Ryan Posick and Paul Capobianco. Wisconsin leads Penn State 2-1 in the regular season finale. Still 2.5 minutes to kill off on a Mike Vorlicki major penalty for head contact. Or so the referee said. Out to the point, look out, walking in. Shade shot blocked by Mersch. Ricochet to the corner. Now bouncing around, Mersch can't gather and clear. Here's Lampo left wing, walks down towards the goal line, centering pass off the skate of Wisconsin's Kuhlemans, and McClellan got his right pad down to keep that one out. That almost squirted in. Thrown around the boards, held in by Shade, right point. Near side Crespo, one-time blast right into the glove of the kneeling McClellan. And now Donovan, who got knocked down, took a stick to the gut, it appears, wanted to retaliate. Sam Stang does it for him. Although, of course, and Kuhlemann's there, too.
And somebody's going to the penalty box. Maybe more than one.
I think they're taking one each side. Penn State fans, this is the 11th year of Division I hockey, and they're still learning this sport. I will tell you that every penalty called against Penn State should not be, and every penalty called against a Wisconsin Badger or an opponent is, homicide. It is amazing. Oh, looking at video replay, I know Stang took out Sarlo, who I believe, got a stick up in Donovan's gut.
I think it might. I think Corson, Kuhlman's, they're both there, but Kuhlman's might have been the one that made the most contact, at least the one with his hand that Sarlo went down with.
Yeah, so they took Kuhlman's and Sarlo at 9:35, so coincidental minors. Badgers still have, still have time to kill off on Mike Vorlicki's major penalty that was assessed at 6:35. They're trying to readjust the clock right now. This isn't right. No. Well, they got to make sure. Yeah, right now they have Kuhlman's penalty on the board, but it should be Vorlicki. And for the remaining time, I would say that would be 2 minutes exactly left on the penalty to Vorlicki, and that is the case. All right.
And now we've got Vorlicki out of the game and Corson Kuhlman's in the penalty box for Wisconsin.